So Shmaitzah Shir, Wednesday night, or L'chaf Beis Shvat. Wow, Shvat, Tevis, time flies. The older you get, the faster time goes.
I have a scar for that.
Yeah, what is that?
Each part of time, like when a baby's one and he turns two, so that's like 100, he's added 100% more of his life. But as a person gets older, each year represents a smaller percentage of his total life.
Yes, so.
Drush it a little bit, but in other words, so therefore, time in a certain sense implies it's less. But anyway, okay. What a good one.
You were mechanic to Einstein.
Oh, Hashem, what a. Wow. Kosov Betshuvas Marat, Zelish Moharit.
Who is this? Any idea?
Marit is one of the early Achronim. Early Achronim.
Maritrano?
Well, I don't know these things.
Okay.
But it's an early Achronim. A very early Achronim. And it's one of the Amudei Horah, and now people don't learn anymore Torah Beis Yosef, so they're not acquainted with the pillars of our Masorah in Horah. They just know Mishneh Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan maybe, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch maybe, Igros Moshe maybe.
Mishneh Berurah.
Now you have to add, if you want to be politically correct, you say Yabia Aimer.
If you want to be politically correct, you don't say Omer.
Kosov B'Tshuvas Maharit. Uzel Shono. This is really getting us back into the world of Shmaitzah Beis with Chazok Asuya L'Shtanos and the Cheskos Katnos and the Cheskos Gadlos and all that kind of stuff. Leyosh and Iskatcha L'Ruvain. Umianabo. I don't know, it's not clear exactly what happened, but she didn't get a get. Whether it was an official mion, because we know, I don't know, it probably wasn't an official mion, because it's going to turn out that we don't know if Reuven was a gadol or not. We don't know what happened. Umianabo, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it says in Scotia, it doesn't even say they got married. So Umianabo means she jilted him, she broke the engagement, she broke the Arison. And of course, from Harrison, you need a get. There was no get. The point is, there was no get.
Is it mean only by Kedusha Darabanan?
Yeah, he doesn't mean the lotion of Mian. That's what I realized. It means she.
One pot says it is Mian.
No. It doesn't mean official Mian.
Well, she didn't even get any scotch.
She walked away without a get. That's all. It's got you, Shimon. And then she got the Scottish to Shimon. And we know she was a gadol when she got Niskatcha to Shimon.
No.
Yes. But we don't know if she was a gadol when she got Niskatcha to Reuven. We know she was a gadol when she got Niskatcha to Shimon. We don't know if she was a gadol when she got Niskatcha to Reuven. And there were two against two, trey a trey. The katachad me'ida, she's a katana b'shas kedushe Reuven, and therefore we're okay. She's indeed Niskatcha to Shimon.
How could she be a katana? The father did it?
No, it doesn't matter. Maybe there's no father. No, father didn't do it, that's for sure.
Not do it. Or the brother.
How could it be the katana's
kalume? We don't know what happened. So maybe she was a katana. It wasn't chal. We talk about the chal. If she was a katana, where?
If she was a gadola, she was married. Not.
Right. If she was a katana, then she is now mekudeshes to Shimon. Because there was no kedusha to Reuven. And she was. So that's what we don't know. B'katachas mida she's a katana b'shas kedusha Reuven, and therefore she's nitzkacha to Shimon. The kedusha to Reuven was not chal. B'katachas mida she's a gedoyla b'shas kedusha Reuven. She was a gedoyla then also. So they wanted to know what to do. It's trey a trey. Yerenu hamora litztoka im he asura l'shneihem mitam sh'shtei kitos matkishim zu azu. So, at the Suffolk, you don't know. It might be an Asher Sish, it'll be the one of them. Or with Momar Yigarish Ruvain, just in case, the Yisra Shimon, or Filu Ipcha, maybe Shimon should give a get Lachumra and she can marry Ruvain. We don't know, we're at a loss. Tshuva.
What does it mean,
they're writing a Shiloh to the Marit. You're reading someone else's mail. That's what whoever wrote the Shaila to the Marit wrote that.
I thought it was Moret Tzedek. It's Moret Litzdaka.
Moret Litzdaka.
Mem Vav Tzadi is Moret Litzdaka? No.
No. I don't know.
But the same
they said Moret. Nowadays you would write Morenu Rabbeinu Rabbu Shonkol Pnei Agoy Lovi Yisrael Morenu Ephes Malkeinu Ephes Uvasoi Tzadik Dereinu Yichi Adonainu Morenu Rabbeinu Yata V'Adoy Lov.
What's the second
Tzad?
What's the
Tzad? Who is Shema Kodeshes to? That's really the whole stuff.
Who's
who is Shema Kodeshes? It's Trey and Trey. According to one pyramid, she's Shema Kodeshes to Reuven. According to another period of teaching, Kadeshus to Shimon. So simple as that. So what do you do? You say she's also in both. But how do you deal with this case? They asked a very normal Shiloh. Tshuva, so he answered. First he brought down from his Rebbe. Moritz Rebbe wanted to learn out the answer from good old Musachas Nida. Tshuva reish Musachas Nida. Shama yomim kolonoshim dayin shaita. When they see dam, they're only tomei from when they see dam. And you're not choshesh that the dam had come out before and was delayed in coming out of the body. Hila loyimim pekida lepekida. Adarabba, you have to be afraid that she was tomei going back to the last time she checked and found herself to be tor. We don't paskin, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. We paskin 24 hours, either to the last bedika, if it's less than 24 hours, or 24 hours. But there's no need to quote anybody else here, because that's not really the point here. Shammai says, Dayan Shaiton, you don't have to be chayshish at all. She's only tomei from the moment she saw the dam out of her body. Not that that's the din, but you're not chayshish that it got delayed in her body. The din is she's tomei from when it was ne'ekar from the rechem, even if it didn't come out of her body. But you don't have to be chayshish for those few seconds. Came right out. And Hillel says, mefkido lepkido. You have to be mitamei holom afreya till the last time she made a bedika and found herself to be tor. Okay.
The
we didn't ask anything yet. Meanwhile, there's a machlokes. Meanwhile, there's a machlokes. When we sugi the hosom mashma, this is the Maritz Rebbe talking. The more explains the reason of Shammai that he's metayel mafreya because of chazaka. He's becheskos tyra. And Hillel say there the Gosher Gemara. We had it twice. We brought it down before. It's a little obscure. Not so clear what the Gemara is saying. I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says the Hillel ki Omar havidavar al cheskoso. You only go boso cheskos tyra. Now the Shmaitz is going to talk about what the Gemara means by what I'm about to say. I'm just going to read the Gemara, but let's not. I'll say maybe a working shot based on the art scroll, but remember the Shmaitzer Gufa is going to discuss what the Gemara means. Hillel says, we go Boso Cheskos Tyra, you can go Boso Cheskos Tyra, you can go Boso Chazoka, when Lesley Reyusa Migufe, when there's no Reyusa, but the Gemara doesn't just say there's no Reyusa. The Gemara says there's no reyusa in the guf hadover that's b'fonecha, the dam from her body. It's a basic chisorin in her, meaning she saw dam. We're going to explain the Gemara soon. But that's, Beis Hillel doesn't go b'tzach chazaka because there's a reyusa. But the Gemara doesn't say there's a reyusa, because many times you have a sovik that there's a reyusa now, and you still follow chazaka. We'll see about that. But there's a reyusa b'gufa. It's a siba in the guf hadover, in her, whether she, it's not like a suffix, what would be it? It's a suffix if she touched a dead person, right? So that would not be called reyus of begufe. The more means to stress that there's a reyus in her body, in her guf. So therefore you don't go bosa chazaka. Because her guf, the pashtus hagemara is, because a goof sees dam every once in a while. Like chaser asoy by the mikvah. She sees dam every so often. So you can't really go basa chazaka. But she's always on a roller coaster ride. Yes, dam, no dam, yes, dam, no dam. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. We're going to discuss it. But that's why the Gemara says, Meisilo doesn't follow the Cheskes Taira, because there's a reus on migufa. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So the Marit Rebbe brought down that Gemara. Even when there's a reyusah, now, meaning there would be maybe a chazaka dahashta, there's a reyusah now, but still everybody's molda. I mean,
kind of reyusah, right?
Even though there's a tmeya now, now you see that the chazaka changed. Now you see she's tmeya.
That's why she came to mikvah. Try to change back
her direction. We're not talking about mikvahs now.
Oh, right? Oh, okay.
Talking about a woman sold out.
Oh,
okay. She says,
oh, about what she's in the comments?
Avogav dahashtari etzmei alefaneinu aminun hamidav rochas koso. In other words, everybody's mind there that if you have a suffix about when something happened, and the thing that happened is before necha, so you can go basa chazaka. There's something special here that they say, well, do not follow chazaka, because there's something called a reyus on migufa. There's a reyus in her person. You want to hit a singular contrast, so the contrast would be through the suffix if she touched a mace. And now she is touching a mace. So you say, okay, so does she have a chazaka? Does she have a chazaka? But here it's a reyus on migufa. So I think that the simple shot is that it's in her body, meaning her body has a certain roller coaster. Yeah, yes, I'm no dumb, yes, I'm no dumb. So you can't go follow Chazak. But let's see, the Shmaitz is going to talk. I don't want to spend so much time. But the Shmaitz, the Maritz Rebbe's point was that if not for the reyus on migufa, everybody would be moider. You go bust Chazak to Meikara. Even though it's already it's male lefaneinu, I mean, I'm a davar chaskaso. Mekachem divri atoisus sham, and toisus makes that very clear also. That it's not for the reason of reyus or migufa, you would definitely follow cheskas taira, even though tmeo lefanecha. Uminah, so the Rebbe of the Marit brings his raya from there. The nidan didan in his case. Avogav the isha zuhari gedoyla lefaneinu. Now she's for sure gedoyla. Avogikain yechlanu lahamido cheskasa harishona shoyisa ketana. You go basu chazaka de meikara. There is a chazaka de meikara. She was a ketana, so you assume she was a ketana when she got the skancha to Reuven, because she's becheskas ketana. Because the reyusa of becoming gedola is not called migufa. This is how the Rebbe of the Marit explains it. It's not called Migufa. It's just she's a gedola. She grew up. So Hillel would be Moda that you go Basa Chazaka de Meikara. That's what Tosfos says. That's what the Marit Rebbe said. Just like you see from the Gemara, that if the Reyusa is not Begufa, then even though Tmeo Lefanein, we go Basa Cheskas Taira, so Meshamai hold like that. And Beitzilah really holds like that also. He just has a case of Reyus or Migufa. But still, in the dynamic between what you see in front of your eyes and you want to hearken back to a point in time, and there is a Chazaka, so Adrabba, you see here, you go Basa Chazaka. So by the. So by the.
It's not really a Chazaka.
What's not really a Chazaka?
She's a cotton. When she gets 12, it's not a cotton.
She's Becheskos Katnus. You have a suffix. She was Becheskos Katnus.
It's something that flips.
We're not talking about you jumping. Yeah. We're talking, meanwhile, he only has a Gemara that there would be a problem with a Chazaka, the Arayus of Begufa. And he doesn't consider age to be Arayus of Begufa.
Yeah, why not, by the way?
This is the Maritz Rebbe. Ella.
Why would that not make Begufa?
Because it's not. I don't know. He's going to talk about that. I keep saying he's going to talk about it. He's okay. Going to explain the Gemara. Meanwhile, he's not explaining it. Something in her physical body, Reyes of Begufa.
Right. It's just a godless support comes from
yeah,
the body.
Yeah, godless is Menachutz.
Menachutz?
Chronological. Some people never grow up. just chronologically
exactly.
They age.
She
so this is my Ritz Rebbe. And that's his answer to the question of the Reuven Shimon case.
Well, the answer would be she was a cunt when she married Reuven.
Right.
She was a
chazaka. And now she would be, we know she was a gedolah when she married Shimon. We know she was a gedolah when she married Shimon. We know she was a gedolah when she married Shimon.
We don't know what age she was when she married Reuven.
Right, so we're going Bosa Chazaka. And that's his answer. You can go Bosa Chazaka.
I don't get why that's
a chazaka. Cheskas Katniss. Ella Miu, the Maritz is going to ask a question on this. Ella Miu, be above his parakalmona lekoyen gadol shaninu. Now, there's a whole list of things that are. No, they're not, it's not incomprehensible.
One of them is.
Poso below machil. They stop a woman from eating truma if she's married to a kohen, but. Okay, there's different cases. You have to go through the cases. Uber, meaning that's if a woman marries a kohen and then he dies, so she can eat truma. If she goes back to her father's house, she can't eat truma. No, so we're talking about a bas kohen, shenisei l'Yisrael. So if he dies, she can go back to her kohen's father's house and eat truma. But if she's only, the other way around. If there's a child, she can eat through. Okay, she's married to a kohen, and she had a child, and he died, but she had a child. She can continue to eat through. But if
Uber.
She's an Uber, then she can't. That's Einu Meichel. That's Einu Meichel. And Poisel is the other way. If she's married to a Yisrael. And he dies, so she can eat truma again. She's a bas kohen, but not if there's an Uber. An Uber is poisel v'ena meichel. And then there's other cases. We don't really have to go through that. By Yavam, by Erison, by Cheresh, Ubenta Shonavi Mechot, are all poiselim. They all could prevent a bas kohen from going back to the truma of a father's house. If her husband, the Yisrael, died, but loymachilin if the shoe's on the other foot, meaning if she's married to a bas kohen, she's a Yisraelis, so she can't eat truma because of the uber. If she had a child, she'd be able to eat truma, but if she only has an uber, she can't eat truma. But all this is the backdrop. Umusayim b'seifa the masnisin. Sofik ben tes, sofik ben tes, if there's a sofik, poisel v'loi meichel. So he passes there also mi sofik, he's a sofik, so he passes mi sofik. Who bichu tom betoises, so toises there pounces on this.
What's the ben tes?
Ben tes is, that's what it's called, the bia. If he's a posel, let's say he's a mamzer, and he was boil her, she becomes a chalolah. But if he's less than test, it's not called the beer, he doesn't pass the
heart.
So the Gemara says at the end, Sufik, Nachal, Sufik, Yeb, Victor Shambhatisa, Salam Olay, Medina Bechaskos, or Rishaina, Shayapokos, me Ben Tess. So why don't you follow Chazaka Rishaina? That's what he's asking on his rep, that's what Tyson says.
We have no idea.
The Tirtsu, keeping the hash to Dossi, the Kamon, who Vade Ben Tess. I will be showing you a Sufik. Because you have chazaka the ma'isa Israel, because you have a chazaka this way. In other words, there was a now he's bavadi ben tes, so you have like a chazaka the hashta. So there's a clash between the chazaka the hashta and chazaka the meikara.
Why is it asked to command?
So even though you have a clash, chazaka, you follow chazaka to make kara. So that's what the Maritz Rebbe wants to happen in his case, to follow chazaka to make kara.
But what is the deal? He comes, he shows up.
He wants to follow chazaka to make kara, that he's not a kohen. He was becheskus not being a kohen.
But it's because he came physically asakamen. What's the asakamen? He's 9 years old.
It means now we know he's 9. Shal of what he was at the time of the incident.
So why is part of the parents Adasik or common? He had a suffering to begin with, that was the kasha.
He wants to have a case like in his case, where there's a clash between Chazak the Meikar and Chazak the Ashton.
We already had that, didn't he?
So anyway, so Tosfos answers that, and that's another raya to the Maritz Rebbe,
okay,
that if you have this clear, you go both to Chazak the Meikar.
Okay.
Uba Maritza, it's a stronger Chazaka. Uba Maritza Herich. L'hashav al divi harav, he argues with his rav. No, wait. The tiritzu, wait. Tosfos says that just with the kamon uvali mentes. Tosfos says loymuk minan achazaka. I'm sorry, you don't go bas chaskus katnu because you have this clash. So what's the point of the marid? So then it's not so clear. The chayyur is a stira. By Shammai and Hillel, you say that you follow Chazak de Meikara if it's not Reyus of Magufa. But here in this Gemara in Yevamis, so he said everybody's minded to that. And he has a problem because here in Yevamis, because Tosfos Kashi is, why don't you go bust the attack of Chazak de Meikara? And Tosfos says because it clashes with Chazak de Hashka, so it's a standoff.
And Reyus is an Easter. Chazak de Meikara is an Easter.
Yeah, so now how do you, right, so it's really like a steer and subgis. Okay, we'll stop here.